infirmity. Among the divinely chosen 10 camels, there is one that is feared and avoided when possible. Its name is infirmity. Weaknesses and infirmities, the pains and sicknesses of life, are met when riding the back of this unloved beast. Every once in a while, that is the one chosen by Eliezer for the day. Nevertheless, when that day was over, Eliezer was quickly on hand to see that she is carefully lifted from between the humps of the back of that lumpy beast and carefully tended in her tent by her nurse and maid. Sometimes the day was feverishly hot and the terrain dangerously rough, and the hot desert winds blew the sands in relentless fury in the eyes and ears and noses of all those who accompanied her. Moreover, the weak beast stumbled on and more than once almost fell with its burden. Because the desert was wide and the journey long, it was unavoidable to pass through those fiery days when the winds and sand made life almost unbearable. No caravan was immune to those sickening winds, and no camel could run fast enough to escape them. Be she ever so beautiful and so lovely, the bride must ride at times on that camel of infirmity. Apparently, that beast is not only the carrier of the bride, but also carried ever so many germs, microbes, and viruses to challenge her immune system. Not even the beloved Rebecca could escape the fevers of the desert and its cold nights, or the piercing and headaches from the sun, or the infections that seemed to inhabit the long hair of that camel. More than once she must ride the back of infirmity, be she ever so strong, young, and healthy. Unwillingly, and loathing her time on its back, she still found infirmity her mount when she least desired it. That camel had the power to ruin her day, happiness, and mood. Sometimes, so much so that she wondered if she would arrive in Lough Hiroy or not. That camel was one that was haphazardly chosen for the young bride to ride. She could never anticipate it and never liked it. Nevertheless, riding on that camel, Rebecca had some of the most delicious dreams and fancies of life with Isaac, more so than at any other time. Whether in delirium or daydream, or fancy, or fever dream, she never quite knew. But they were so real that they seemed to transport her off of that camel's back and to the beautiful well of Isaac in the far south of Canaan. For many days after Rebecca rode the camel of infirmity, she would wander back in her thought to those precious times in her fever. She would remember the cold water and cool shade of Isaac's well. It had been so real that she wondered if it were not more than a dream or a vision.